What's going on, good people? Welcome to Speak Your Success in the Morning. I hope y'all are having an amazing and a phenomenal day today. Today is Friday. Today is December 12th, okay? 2025, it's a great day to be alive. And y'all, here on Speak Your Success in the Morning, you always can expect a few things, all right? We're always gonna hit you with the education. We're always gonna hit you with the empowerment. And you know, we got to give you a little bit of entertainment. But y'all, we can't get this show going, can't get this show moving without bringing out my co-host. Come on out, producer Britt, talk to the people. How you feeling this morning?
I'm back, y'all. I'm back.
Oh my, the drum roll is crazy. The drum roll is crazy. Wow.
I'm back, y'all. I'm back. Wow. Let's get some applause in there. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Let's get some DJ.
Wow.
What's up? Your girl is here. Good morning, y'all. What's up?
Oh, wow. Did the whole rollout for yourself. I love it.
So you got to celebrate yourself. Got to celebrate yourself.
Hey, if you don't celebrate yourself, nobody else is going to do it. So there you got to celebrate yourself. Got to celebrate yourself. Man, okay, fair enough. Y'all, and real quick moment of station identification. If you are not subscribed to Speak Your Success Media on YouTube, make sure you subscribe to Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. Every day we got clips for you. We got different tidbits. You know, we give you the short and sweet, but also you get the full live experience. All right. Mm-hmm. But yeah, producer Britt, I mean, it's Friday. It's starting to get cold out here. We're getting into this holiday season. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. In this season, do you start to feel a different energy?
Jonathan,
in the
what'd you eat for dinner? Hold on now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I actually didn't eat dinner with my family last night because I had a late lunch.
Okay.
Had a late lunch. And I tried Henderson's chicken for the first time.
Oh, so, welcome.
Yeah.
Applause for you, Jonathan. Trying Henderson's chicken. There you go. Good job.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Right
there. A little greasy, but it's good.
I mean, hey, I mean,
put that seasoning
the grease,
on, I get that jalapeno, you know.
It's just enough seasoning, though. It's not too much, because I like the Wicked Wings from Golden Chick, but they put the whole can of seasoning on Golden Chick. But Henderson's just a little, you know, just
and
a little
Henderson's,
dab.
If you want extra seasoning, they will make you pay for that. Just let you know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, well, I didn't need the extra seasoning, but when I tell you I ate everything in that little half carton, it was all gone.
That white
chicken
bag.
Gone. The two slices of bread gone. My two jalapenos gone.
Yeah.
I didn't leave nothing on them bones. So yeah, it was all good. Shout out to Henderson's chicken. What did you have for dinner last night?
Me and Shay Shay hung out last night and we just had Wingstop. Yeah.
What's your Wingstop order?
Well, we like the same thing. So this time I got the cowboy flavor, lemon pepper and hot. And then hot honey, some rub or something like that. That one was really good. Yeah. Okay. It was like at first it was a limited time and then I guess it stayed. I have no idea, but it was good. It was good.
Yeah. You know, companies be trying to be sneaky. Oh yeah.
Fries.
Testing this now.
Jesus.
Hold on. Wait. Wingstop fries are salty.
Yeah.
I've never been a fan of Wingstop fries. When you get them, it's already like, just go ahead and throw them in the trash.
We had really good timing because I was coming from somewhere and then she was going to go pick up the wings and then I just got to her house. Boom. Everything was hot. So we ate right away. But yeah, I like Wingstop fries. It's just, they was just salty, you know, less salt, so much salt. You know, fat. Can't have all that salt. Watch your salt intake, okay? I get high blood.
Make your feet fat. Yeah. Make them feet fat. Okay. Well, fair enough.
But yeah, that's what I ate for dinner. And then, then came home and chilled out. And now I'm here.
That's good. Yeah. Last night was chill. On this side, we watched last night. So we introduced my oldest son to the Grinch, and you know, we watched a little bit of that, and he just dazed. Yeah,
really?
He just locked in. And I'm like, "Hey, son, time to go to bed, buddy. We're not gonna finish it tonight. Family fun movie night.
Not a two-part movie for one half-hour movie. Hey, why y'all start the movie late?
Nah, man.
I'm like,
first of all, we did. We didn't start the movie late. No, we didn't start the movie late, but his bedtime, it was like 7:30, but we moved that bad boy up a little bit. So his bedtime's 7 o'clock now.
You started the movie late.
We did not start the movie late, but you got to think, as soon as I get him, bring him home, we feed him, shower up, go through that whole situation. The longer he takes to do, my man can't eat dinner and watch the movie at the same time. He got to eat in the kitchen, then we watch the movie. We're not there yet. We can roll in it straight from the source. And then I want to talk with you more about this Christmas stuff, man. Just seeing what you got lined up, or
you don't want in the Christmas.
Yeah, how you
spirit.
Get down? I mean, you I don't got no hat on though.
You love a Christmas holiday episode, Christmas movie.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go, y'all. So this is our Straight From The Source segment. And if this is your first time rocking with us, one thing we love to do here is get into the word. And today we're going to be breaking down Proverbs chapter 26. And I want to read verses 4 and 5. Okay. And the verse reads, or the text reads, "Do not answer a fool according to his foolishness, or you will also be like him." Verse number 5, "Answer a fool as his foolishness deserves, so that he will not be wise in his own eyes." All right, y'all. So it's no secret, right? There are some people out here that want to argue with you, that want to get a rise out of you, that would be identified as a fool or operating in foolishness, as the Bible talks about. But at the end of the day, if somebody is trying to get a rise out of you, they're trying to get you frustrated, y'all, just be silent. Just be silent. Because at the end of the day, a person can't argue with themselves. Really think about that. Because so often, like, somebody's trying to drag you down to their level. And if you argue with them, then not only are they going to get you involved with your energy, but emotionally going to get you to act on an impulse, and then you start looking just like them, right? Imagine somebody at work or somebody at school or whatever it is, y'all going toe-to-toe arguing, "No, LeBron's the best. No, George's the best." And you just going back and forth. They're going to look at you and like, what is wrong with y'all? Like, both of y'all are silly out here. And sometimes when we just get silent, there's not necessarily a need to respond. Right? Because when we don't argue, this is going to not only expose the flaw in their thinking, for them just to think that I'm right. You can be right, because I'm not here to argue with you. I'm not going to play with you today. So y'all, at the end of the day, the Bible says it here: do not answer a fool according to their foolishness. It's simple, right? Or you will be just like them. Answer a fool as his foolishness deserves, so that they will be wise in their own eyes. I'm not going to go there with you. It's not worth it. You're not about to make me angry, make me frustrated, throw off my day, throw off my week, shift my energy because I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling excited. I'm motivated. I'm driven. I'm determined. I'm locked into what I am desiring to accomplish and what I'm desiring to achieve today. I'm not going to give you that energy. All right. So at the end of the day, we're getting close to that Christmas time. We're about to be around family, some of us. We're about to be around other people's families. This isn't the time to argue with people. Just stick to your guns. Stick to what you know. You can engage with that conversation. But after that, they still want to argue, just move around. All right. It was great talking to y'all. You can have a conversation. I'm good. But family, don't argue with fools, because they're going to drag you down to their level and they're going to beat you out with experience. Family, that was Straight From The Source this morning. Proverbs chapter 26, verses 4 and 5. We're about to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back here with more Speaker Success in the Morning after this.
All right, guys, no commercial break. Going, staying right in it. Staying right in it.
Okay, no commercial break. We're going to roll right into it.
Yeah, we got to roll right into it. We live.
Yeah.
All right, what you got? Christmas man, Santa Claus?
No, Christmas man is crazy, okay? No. So, like I was telling you offline, one of the things that we like to do over here, And you and I was thinking about you the other day when you said this. I was like, you're childish. But we like to run back them Christmas episodes. And you're like, what are you? Like, what'd you say? Six. What are you, a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you, six? Why can't we enjoy good Christmas? You don't like good Christmas episodes on the TV shows?
No.
I mean, so what?
Once I see them again, I don't need to go back and look at them.
Oh, my goodness. The Martin Christmas episodes, they make me cry a little bit on the inside.
Okay.
The Martin one when he gave the kid. You remember the one when the kid was out there?
I don't know, Jonathan. You watch it every year, so tell me.
I ain't watched it this year yet. But nah, so the episode of the... where Martin, you know, he's like, hey, I ain't getting nobody no gifts. I'm gonna take this money and I'm gonna buy the new Jordans, dog. Boy got them new Jordans. He laid up, fell asleep. The different ghosts visit him. But at the end of the episode, the kid, homeless, had holes in his shoes. Martin like, hey, man, what's up with your shoes? He was like, man, I can't afford to get no new ones. He said, I still be hooping in these. He was like, bro, you got holes in your shoes. Mm-hmm. Martin took off his shoes and gave them to the kid, Britt.
Wonderful.
That touched me on a real level, man. That touched me on a real level. Ready. Okay, fine, whatever. Maybe you're not into the Christmas episodes. Fine. All right, fine. Christmas movies, Brick. Come on. You got top three, well, top five.
You go first. I don't watch a lot of Christmas movies.
Oh my God.
They
so
all
you're
the
Grinch.
They all the
so
same.
We saw you yesterday night at Family Fun Movie Night. You're the Grinch.
Not the
is what
Grinch.
You're trying to tell
I love
us.
Christmas time. It's just the same
Grinch
movies.
Is crazy. It's have you watched any of them new? You watched any of them new Christmas movies?
Like what, John?
Like the Hallmark, the different ones that's on Amazon. Oh my God, Brittany, you're killing me. Okay, anyway, so
I watched one. I watched Unexpected Christmas. There you go, on Amazon.
Okay,
that's it.
What are our thoughts?
Same movie, different people.
Oh my God!
You can't sit here and tell me that every Christmas movie doesn't end the same. They well, end the same. They start the same. They got the same.
What,
it's the
they
same
get,
plot.
They get together in a relationship.
Or if it's not a relationship, or if it's family. Or, I mean, they're all the same. They're nice movies. I've just grown out of Christmas movies because they're all the same.
Oh, my God.
But what are your top ones? Let me know.
Well,
nah,
I mean,
ruin,
well, so,
yeah,
so no. You ain't ruined nothing for me. One of my top Christmas movies now. Almost Christmas with Monique and Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah. I've just seen it too many times, Jonathan. I have no reaction.
Oh,
I don't know what you want
God.
From me. They're the
oh,
same.
Oh, my God. I want nothing. I want you to just snap, and then you turn into who you really are because you're the Grinch, and you stole Christmas, okay?
I'm not the
but
Grinch.
But, yeah. Okay,
I love
okay.
Christmas.
So look. I'll do a top five in no particular order. Almost Christmas, okay?
Okay.
Classic. Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way with Schwarzenegger and Sinbad. You have seen it, haven't you?
No.
You've never seen Jingle All the Way?
I don't think so.
With Robo Man?
Come on, man.
Rocket Man? Oh, my God. This is crazy. Okay. So, Jingle All the Way, Almost Christmas, Santa Claus, OG Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yeah.
That's three. Do we give Macaulay Culkin Home Alone? I guess I'll slide that in there. Macaulay Culkin Home Alone. Yeah. Jack Frost?
Probably haven't seen that in years. Years.
Oh my God.
Years.
What about is Boomerang a Christmas movie? They were talking about it on the radio yesterday. It was like Boomerang got the Christmas scene. I was like, I don't know if it's a Christmas movie or not, but
I
rock a Boomerang. And somebody said Die Hard. Because it happens in like, I'm like, nah, Die Hard ain't no Christmas movie. But they say it happens in Christmas. So I don't, but yeah, I'll stop there. Top five right there.
Okay.
No particular order.
Nice.
If I had to
pick one, if I had to pick some, I'd say Four Christmases.
Okay, there we go. Give me some Christmas spirit. That's what I'm talking about right there, Producer Brent.
That's it.
Oh, you started off so strong.
I don't
you
really. I'm telling
so
you,
it's not that serious.
I love.
What
Christmas.
Do you do for Christmas?
I don't
what do you,
watch.
I need to know.
Movies.
Okay, what are we doing then?
Family. We're playing games.
Okay, give me some more. No. Give me some. You got to give us something else because you stole Christmas, Grinch. You got to give us something else. What else you doing in this Christmas season? Not on Christmas Day, but what are we doing leading up? You decorating?
Working. I'm working. I got stuff to do. I ain't worried about that. I don't think you know, but like, I don't think you've realized that like the internet and people are not really into Christmas because everything is so expensive. And then on top of that, it's just a whole bunch of like capitalism going on. So it's like deeper than that. And people are not participating in Christmas because...
Oh, you woke.
Yeah, I mean, you should be too. Because it's like... You're excited about the season, but I'm saying people can barely afford groceries, let alone sit here and try to say they can afford Christmas. So it's like, that's great and dandy. That's lovely that, you know, the stars are out, the trees are up, and the lights are twinkling. The eggnog is noggin. The hot chocolate
is hot. The nog is noggin, okay.
You know, like, all that's beautiful, but... At the end of the day, people are still struggling. And I mean, I don't have any kids in my life. So it's like, I don't need to put on this festivities to make it seem like, you know, this is the Christmas spirit. Because I mean, it's just me. I'm 32 in my place. And I'm chilling. I'm going to go see my mama, my sister coming in town. Shay going to be here. We're going to have a good time. We're going to play some games. And we're going to eat some good food. And that's it. That's Christmas. Like, I ain't thinking about all that, you know? Put some Christmas music on. Now, you ask me what kind of Christmas songs I like. Now, I'm a Christmas song. I'm a Christmas song connoisseur. Now, I love a good Christmas song. Okay? You know, Eartha Kitt, you know, Santa Baby. And then you got the Stevie Wonder Christmas album. Crazy. And then what else you got? You got White Christmas. You got Silver Bells, Chestnuts, Nat King Cole. I love a good Christmas.
Now, when the Christmas spirit comes,
I'm listening to the Christmas songs. I'm not necessarily participating with the festivities because I don't have any kids. We're not doing all that. You know, when my family gets together, you know, we'll have a good time. But, you know, my family's split. We're in St. Louis. We're in Texas. Mm. So it's like this year we didn't get together, you know. So it's not that big of a deal. And, you know, I feel for the people that, you know, are struggling out there that can't afford Christmas or do Christmas the way that they want to. And therefore, you know, I stand with you. You know, I'm not out. I'm not making no Christmas list. Everybody naughty. How about that? Nobody getting a gift. We ain't doing nothing. Wow. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Ain't no night list. Ain't no nice list. Ain't no naughty list. Everybody no list. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. We got to cut this clip. This is
crazy.
The
Christmas is you woke up this morning. Okay. Thank him. Mm. Amen. Mm. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, she said no list. She said everybody naughty, no nice. That's crazy. But look, when I was talking about getting excited about, when I was saying like just get excited about Christmas, I'm not necessarily talking about, just like you said, I'm not necessarily talking about the commercialism of it all. I was asking you, like, is there a spirit in the air for you? Because I don't know.
No,
like,
it's been a while since like Christmas has like felt like something to me. One, because I don't know. I'm always working. Do I ever?
But you like working though. Hold on. Wait. Pause for a second. But you like working. I would even go as far as to say, producer Brittany Marche Lucky is addicted to working. I would say it. Because if we were to compare how your excitement is when we were just talking about Christmas shows and Christmas movies and whatever, versus you coming in some Christmas opportunities and some Christmas cash working or something like that, or
Christmas
we would
cash.
Be able to see, yeah, you coming some Christmas cash through doing some Christmas opportunities through working.
I mean,
we would see the shit. Even if the cash isn't associated, and I was like, hey, Brittany, there's this crazy opportunity to do XYZ. You get to put your name on the production, you producing it. Like, how we feeling? You would be lit like
a
Christmas tree.
I'm always trying to level
always
up
working.
I'm always trying to level up in my career. I'm always going to seize an opportunity. That's a no-brainer because I ain't got time. I ain't got time to sit here and play around over here, wrap gifts and, you know, make it seem like something special when it's not. Like, Christmas is not crazy. About that. So
okay, well,
yeah. If I had a work opportunity, somebody said, "Brittany, come produce this, come do this." Yeah, I'm going. It's gonna further me in my career. That's what I'm focused on. I got tunnel vision right now, and ain't nothing stopping me.
Tunnel vision.
You sit here and say, "Brittany, let's get together and make gingerbread houses." You can miss me on that. Gingerbread houses, opportunity to go further in my career. Yeah, I'm going here. I'm going
Okay. I got. Let me throw a little curveball. Throw a little curveball.
Okay, come on, baseball.
Because you've made it. You made it known that you single out here. You made it known that you single and dating, right? If you're in a committed relationship around Christmas, mm-hmm. and they like, "Brittany, mm-hmm. we wrapping gifts. We doing a cocoa. Like, this is what I want to do." Like, some, like, you know, you and your person, if you was in a relationship around this time, you and your person, they're like, "Hey, what's up? Like, I want to do this on this night," but you like, "I got an opportunity." Which way we going though? Which way? You like, "Nah, I still ain't wrapping no gift. We'll wrap those later. You understand me?
We'll wrap those later.
Oh, really? Okay. Later. Well, you still stand up
it's
in
not
it.
A,
okay.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot that's going to sit there and make me say, "I'd rather be drinking hot cocoa and wrapping gifts than getting the opportunity to further my career." That's rare. I don't think that ever happened. I mean, shoot, there's times that my family go on vacation. It's like, gotta work.
Okay, so family is one thing.
Okay,
I get
and
that.
I'll give you an example.
I know family is important. Okay, talk
I'll
to
give
us.
You the example. Okay, I dated someone. Their birthday was on Christmas. And what did we do? We celebrated, I think, like 2 days before everything closed. And then, I mean, that's it. And then he was with his family. I was with my family. And then we spent some time together. And that was it. You know, we exchanged gifts. And that's it.
That's interesting, because I don't know how committed y'all were, and I'm not even going to ask unless you want to tell it. But I would have thought y'all would have just spent Christmas together if y'all were, because y'all doing two separate Christmas. If
not
y'all committed.
Not the first Christmas.
So it wasn't that committed then. Okay, cool.
I wouldn't say that. It's just his birthday's on Christmas, and when we started dating, what was that, 3 months? So it's like, nah, we ain't spending Christmas together.
Oh, yeah. Three months, you'll get a text, maybe a little video on Facebook. Hey, Merry Christmas. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah. But yeah, you're trying to be funny. Yeah.
No, I wasn't trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be
funny. No, but it's just the fact that, I don't have a problem, you know, if it's the right timing, but career over a lot of things. I'm a workaholic, so... I love what I do.
Okay, that's fair. Love what you do what you love. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Really. That's fine. Yeah. I'm with it though. Do you can we talk about what we said we was gonna talk about? Opportunities, past opportunities, big opportunities, or nah?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Speak on the thing, because you opened it. You opened the door.
Go ahead,
set it up. You opened the door.
So,
you
know, guys, last week, I wasn't on the show. Jonathan was barely on the show himself. So last week we had the opportunity. If you guys know about the Kirk Franklin concert that just happened. It's kind of posted around, you know, social media now. It was a free concert. And Jonathan and I got the opportunity to work that event. So, super amazing opportunity. Grateful for the person that pulled us in. That person pulled me in. I pulled Jonathan in. And then from there, you know, it was kind of like a wrap. You know, we had our positions and, you know, it was just a great experience. We've never, yes, we've been at late night rehearsals before, but not Lord. To that magnitude, I would say. And not to that magnitude. And so it was just it was just an experience. I loved it. Jonathan, what are your thoughts? I mean, you're one of the most important people in the whole production. So,
man, how I feel, man. It was crazy. But I mean, you was more important than me, because if you didn't pull me in, then we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so shout out. You give yourself a hand clap. Like, okay, you was playing all the other, sound effects. You might as well play the sound effects.
Yeah, hold on, Shay Shay. Let me get your hand clap in there. Hold on, let me get DJ Moore.
Yeah. But man, so y'all, this rehearsal is real, okay? Rehearsal was real. So Britt was on at the top of the week, and then she was like, hey, can you come in Tuesday? Then from that point, Tuesday to Saturday, I have never rehearsed so much of something in my life, right? So getting to be in the room with Kirk Franklin and these people that he was calling the 12, who were the lead singers. And then they had, you know, the choir. And just like Britt was saying, I was doing the lyrics. Mm-hmm. So like, if you ever go to church or ever been to like a live event, they have these big TVs that, you know, you may or may not see, but I'm sitting there running the lyrics for them to sing the songs.
Yeah.
And Britt, I never had so much respect for CG before. CG, aka lyrics, is the person that's, you know, displaying what they're displaying on the screen.
Computer graphics, just like us.
Man.
But also another cool fun fact, guys, we got to meet Adam Blackstone. And that's so cool. That's so cool.
Tell some people what, like, some of the stuff that he's done. Because I know you, you put me on.
The most recent thing that you guys probably know that he's done was when he did the Super Bowl in LA, when it was like Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Anderson .Paak, you know, Kendrick Lamar, crazy. Anderson .Paak on the drums. He plays bass. And so he was the music director, the MD for that. He curated that, and so we got to meet him, and that's so cool. And Adam Blackstone, I mean, he's all the way up from he's like Oscar level and everything else that trickles down over there. So just made some great connections, met some cool people, you know, met some connections that are still happening, I will say that. And the opportunities just rolling out, so you know, thank you for that. Yeah, Merry Christmas. That's the kind of Christmas I want. Okay,
and
so opportunities are happening, and you know, I would say it was a volunteer situation, and I'm glad that we did it anyway, because sometimes you have to put yourself in those positions, because the outcome of it is that I got four connections. One connection is Jonathan and I have something next week. And then from there, I mean, who knows what the opportunities will be. But somebody asks you to do something, if it's something within your field, especially if you're in the media world, sometimes you're going to have to do free gigs, and that's just going to be what it is. You know, you have to get your foot in the door, and that's what it takes. And it paid off. I'm grateful. And, you know, I'm just glad that Jonathan and I are a team, and, you know, we can do this stuff together. Cause I say, hey, I'm bringing in Jonathan. He said, hey, I'm bringing in Brittany. And, you know, it's teamwork. So teamwork made the dream work.
Always does. You know, and I mean, I've once heard it said, and this is one of my business coaches that told me this, but they said a lot of times we miss opportunity because it doesn't have a price tag attached to it. Mm-hmm. And so often, like, opportunities can come and people are just like, oh, well, how much am I getting paid? Or I want to get paid for this. I want to get paid for that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes those opportunities will come where you just get paid outright. But that money that you get doesn't even really amount to the level that it could have opened up doors for you and other opportunities. So I mean, just be in position to serve. I know Brittany's speaking in terms of media, but like, I'm gonna say in any field or any area, because I've had to do the same thing with speaking, right? Like, I've gone to certain schools and I'm like, hey, I'll speak. They're like, we don't have a budget. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll speak. And then seeing what those opportunities could lead to as well. But there is nothing, I don't know what price we could have paid to be in that room to get that level of experience that we got, right? Mm-hmm. To be able to see Kirk Franklin going through rehearsal, and you know, you hear him on the albums and you hear him talk on the intros of tracks, but I was sitting there with him as he was writing, what am I gonna say before this track, or what's gonna be the intro, or what's a good transition here? Like those are experiences you just don't don't see, man. So shout out to Kirk Franklin's team. Shout out to the whole production, because it came together beautifully. The church was filled. The church was rocking.
Rocking. For sure. Yeah.
Everybody with their Sunday's best on, and you know, it was just a dope experience. Special guest there and everything like that. So I'm grateful to God for those opportunities. And y'all just be ready and be aware, because the things that you ask for, and Britt can attest to this. I think I actually said it the last episode when you weren't on, but at the beginning of us beginning to collaborate, at the beginning of us doing the show at the top of the year, I was asking Britt, what does she want? She said she wants to, you say you want to be like the head. So what did you say, Britt? Like what's been the goal for you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you've always said that you want to work at a blank company. Like you want to be the director or the producer.
You want to be executive producer. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you said that at the top of the year, and then towards the tail end of the year, you had what title? You was producing on the stage.
For
this event. Yeah. It happened in December. You produced on the stage, make some connections. Now it's leading to some other things. I said, we want to blow up the media company. I want to blow up the media company. And now we're getting opportunities to do what we've said that we desire to do at the top of the year. But guess what? We've been faithful. Guess what? We've been showing up. We've been putting in work. We've been furthering our expertise, furthering our skill set, further investment in equipment. So, man, y'all, at the end of the day, there's going to be opportunities out there where people are going to present those things to you. So say yes. But then the other part is make sure that you're ready for the opportunity. And if you're not ready, like you're doing some other type of learning and development around those things, because this is essential. Because you only get one shot to do these type things. And then if you blow that shot, you don't want to smother your name out there, man.
You really don't. I just believe like in entertainment in general, like your reputation is everything. And it's going to follow you everywhere that you go. And so, you know, you always want to be on your toes, head on a swivel. You want to always be proactive. And that's just in any field, though. Anything that you want to do, you know, if you want to move forward in, if you're in a room with people that are better than you, then you need to always have your head on a swivel. What do you need me to do? Be proactive. Know how to be adaptable. And just, you know, be in the environment, and also learn how to be quiet and just be a fly on the wall. And, you know, just learn and just sit there and say, oh, my gosh, it's amazing that they can do that. It's cool that, oh, you want me to stop and play on tracks? Okay, cool. I can do that. You know, you just want to make sure that you can fill in the holes whenever there's gaps, because that's going to make you useful. It's going to make you look resourceful. It's going to make it look like you know what you're doing. And then at the end of the day, they're going to say, oh, I need this person. Da, 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 da. What was that girl's name? Brittany. What was that guy's name? Jonathan. So it's like you just always want to make sure that, you know, you come ready, head on straight, be on time. All those rehearsals like that don't really start on time, which we learned, but you know, you be on time, but if they late, that ain't on you.
Because everything starts when they get there. But Britt, it's funny you said that about the playing the track, because I was just thinking as you're talking about that, like you came in as an assistant on the front end, and then you know you were helping sift through and organize certain stuff over here. Then over here, now you're delivering tracks. And then over here, you hopping in position, you playing tracks. And over here, you're telling other people where they need to be and sending out information. And it's just like, you just gotta be ready. You gotta be ready. Yeah. You gotta be flexible, like you're saying. Cause man, if not, you're like, nah, I don't do that. That's not my job. All right, cool. Well, you like get out of here. Cause you're adding more stress to a situation to where anybody can be replaceable. You know, so yeah, man. But there was dope experience.
Cool opportunity.
Super cool opportunity. You watching games last night, Britt? You watching any sports last night?
No, I was with Shay, so I didn't watch.
What
were
y'all doing last night? I didn't watch no game. No, what were y'all doing last night?
Karaoke, you know what I'm saying? A little karaoke wing.
Karaoke. Okay, Christmas karaoke or regular karaoke?
No, Jonathan, not everything is Christmas themed.
I'm just asking. Because I put on threads yesterday. I'm like, hey y'all, what are some good Christmas songs? I'm trying to upgrade my Christmas playlist. Of course, you know, I got the Let It Snow, Boys the Men, classic boy. You know what I'm saying? Got some of that Anthony Evans on there, the Christmas.
Of course.
Got the Erskine Hawkins on there,
yep,
Christmas.
Yeah, I got that on there, Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I had to ask the people, I'm like, hey, y'all, what are some songs I'm missing? Because I need to update.
Destiny Child Christmas album.
Give me the jam.
Put that on rotation, hey. Baby. Put that on rotation. Hey, okay.
Destiny Child.
12 Days of Christmas.
Man, yeah. Hey, man, hold on, wait. I'm gonna let you continue. Go ahead, okay, keep thinking.
Okay, go ahead,
but yeah, y'all, as y'all was watching, I'm gonna let you finish. But before you get started, okay. I just want the people to know, if y'all know of your favorite Christmas song that I need to add to my playlist, drop it in the comments here on the live stream, drop it in the comments on the post, because I'm trying to upgrade my Christmas playlist. I just need to know what, because you know, I can't just play the same thing every Pentatonix.
I'm a repeater.
Pentatonix is on the playlist. The Christmas Pentatonix album. What?
I listened to them, but all right. They're nice.
There was a movie that they were in, and the movie was actually pretty good. A Christmas movie. Anyway, but go ahead. You said Destiny Child.
No.
Of course, we know Mariah Carey. You know, Mariah Carey.
I mean, I be sick of that song sometimes. Like, it's crazy that woman makes, well, I don't know, $500 million off that song every year. I don't know.
They just don't hate. That's crazy.
I'm not a hater. She's my, I love Mariah, but all right, Mariah, make another Christmas song. Okay, make another.
But why? Why would you make another Christmas song or Christmas album?
I'm not necessarily saying like make another one, but I'm like, you know, it's always like, it's always right there, right after. Oh, yeah. And then, you know, she gets booked up. And then, you know, like I said, I love Mariah Carey, but going to go see a Mariah Carey show, the way that they said that she be late. Mm-mm.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, okay. So in the chat, The Truth Unfolded, let us know. Silent Night. Add Silent Night to the playlist.
Oh, yeah. That is a staple Silent, right there. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Silent Night. Merry Christmas from
so the when I used So when I used to work at the radio station, y'all, we would play that song and they would say, you play the song, you have to play it to the end of the song.
Got to.
Because you know, they want to say Merry Christmas from the
division.
People would call, Jonathan, people would call in. They go, why would you cut the song? And you're like, oh my God. Y'all really sitting there listening to the end of the song. That song is so nostalgic to some people. And if you cut that song, they will call in on you. And you will, and then they say, why you cut the song? And then you got to answer why you cut the song. Well, I was trying to stay within the time. I don't care about the time right now.
They don't care.
You play that
song. Give me the full song. That's like,
oh, formerly the Lucid Experience. What's up, Lucid Experience?
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Oh, who else got a good Christmas album? Kim. K-E-M. He got a solid Kim.
Me and Shay love some Kim, okay? Shay, we gotta check that one out, okay, girl?
Yeah. I mean, it's probably like,
I didn't know he had a Christmas
5-7 years old now. But yeah, he got, and then one of my favorite Christmas songs, okay. Anthony Hamilton, I'm Coming Home, on his Christmas album.
Because
you know, he was letting Charlene know, I'm coming home.
I was about to
I'm
say,
coming
home. Oh my.
Hey, Rick. It's from a new crib, man. Hey.
Okay. Give me the
I'm coming home.
Shay, that's okay. A jam right there. Okay. Hey guys, I know we don't have any commercial breaks today, but if you guys are on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok, make sure you give some thumb up, give us some hearts, get us whatever on whatever platform that you're on. You know, make sure you're supporting us. If you like the content, of course, but we would greatly appreciate it.
That part. But wait, Britt. No. But you know, if they're on YouTube, they can go ahead and cop a badge. You know, you can go ahead and cop a badge on YouTube.
Oh,
show love. Yeah. Cop
a
badge.
We monetize now, y'all. We monetize
on the YouTube. So you can go ahead and cop a badge on YouTube and you know, we'll definitely display your comment and everything like that. But you was about to say something before I cut you off and had to let the people know that if you're on YouTube and you feeling in a giving spirit, yeah, cop a badge. But if you're like, hey, not ready to cop a badge, well, guess what? Cop a subscribe and cop a thumbs up, okay?
Cop a subscribe
because we're here, y'all. We're here. We're your favorite morning show. And we've been getting feedback from the people. Producer Britt and myself, we asked the people.
Oh, okay.
We said, so y'all feeling the show? Y'all rocking it, rocking with the show? What y'all thinking? What y'all feeling? They like, I like the way y'all give information. Like, we like that content. Keep on going. Oh. Keep on going. So we just want to let y'all know, man, the people is talking. We asking the people. The people talking back to us now. So yeah.
Trying to shift gears?
Yeah, we can shift gears. Talk to me.
Okay, tell me about the coach. Let's talk about the coach. Let's talk about it.
Brittany.
Let's talk about it.
Oh, no. Another black coach. Another black head coach going down. Oh, my goodness. I mean, yeah, everybody out here is Samson. But look, Coach Moore. Let's get an overview first,
and then let's go in, and then I got some things that I saw, and then let's go with the things that you saw. Go.
Okay. Michigan so, I mean, coach, he, boom. So right now he's current, according to ESPN, they fired Moore and he's in custody.
Okay.
Because he's a suspect in, you know, an alleged assault case.
Mm-hmm. Sexual assault case. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, sexual assault. And you know, this is another situation. Hold on, wait. I'm about to just give. So this is also similar to what we've seen, or not similar, but earlier in the year we saw Coach Mel Tucker with Michigan State, the Spartans. He was fired. Also, another black head coach earlier in the year, sexual assault. Okay. But anyway, okay. So the truth unfolded says the story still has details that haven't been revealed yet.
So yeah. On TikTok, you know, they're saying like he's married. He has kids. I don't know if he has kids. He's married.
He has kids. Yeah,
okay. He's married. He has kids. And then the staffer, he was with the staffer. Which is his wife is Caucasian and the staffer was Caucasian. And allegedly he gave her a pay raise. Allegedly, you know, he has a sexual assault case going on. And it was one other thing, Jonathan. It was one other thing. But go ahead.
Well, no. I wasn't sure if you were talking about what I sent you the other day about the about like the DoorDash confirmed. And this was, you know, this is, I don't know what you call this information.
I didn't see that multiple times. So I mean,
I won't share that.
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, it's allegedly alleged as well. But I mean, everything's alleged until, you know, it's found, you know, solid. But I just feel, I don't know what's going on. And then, okay, that's the thing about it. It's school policy that he's not supposed to do it. So, and then that's my whole thing. It's like, you just shot yourself in the foot, because why are you doing this in the first place? Like, didn't you see the other coaches do this and then they lost their job and then now he in jail and now he not getting paid and allegedly he's not getting paid. And then it's just like, why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that? So I just don't understand. And then, you know, I saw the little tidbit, a little tidbit of what Shannon Sharp said, you know, it's, you know, I was just in the heat and the fire is hot and, you know, it's going to be a whirlwind for him. But it's like,
oh, Shannon,
why in the world
of all the
Shannon Sharp he still can't really say nothing about nobody, because he slowly but surely coming back up from drowning. So, my whole thing about this whole situation is that you get hired, you know the rules, you go against the rules, you think the rules don't apply to you, and then next thing you know, you're not getting a check. You're sitting in jail. You're wondering why. Why did I do this? Was it worth it? You know, you're just wondering all these things. And it's like, well, why can't you just go to the school and do your job? And that's what I'd be wondering. I'd be like, you'd be shooting your, just
I right, mean, the,
right in a pinky toe.
I mean, but when you're a head coach at a division, you know, Division One, Power Four institution like University of Michigan, you start to feel like this isn't news now. This is my perspective,
right.
But you start to feel invincible, right? And you know, you got so much power because you have so many people under you. You got the whole team under you. You tell somebody, hey, you know, you bad analogy, but I was about to say, you know, you get your Diddy on. Hey, I want you to go to Brooklyn, go get me a cheesecake, make sure that it's whatever, right? You have that type of power to tell somebody to do something and you just strike fear into them. So,
but they also have like, the power to say no. And they also have the power to be like, I don't want to do this. So if you're that moved by money, money moving you, baby. Money moving you. Because money don't move me. Okay.
Money don't move me. No.
Okay. It's just the fact where it's like, you know, are you putting yourself in this position to come out higher? You know, when it comes to the victim of the situation, you know, what's really happening? Right. You know, are you trying to get some of that 6.1 or are you just trying to get a pay cut? You know, you're trying to get a pay bump. You know, there's both sides. And Shay and I were both talking about it. It's just like, he's wrong, she wrong, but what's going to happen at the end of the day? And that's what I'm trying to figure out, because it's just the fact that it goes against school policy and you're not supposed to do it. Yeah. And then I don't care how many people you think, you know, you're in charge of, or you think that you're invincible, you ain't Superman, you ain't Batman, you ain't none of that stuff. You need to come here and do your job. And then on top of that, you're a Black man. So it's like, be so for real. You got a Black man at a white college with white kids. Like, be for real. And then your coaching staff,
your position.
I don't know how many coaches are Black, but it's like, I'm pretty sure most of them are white. So it's like, be so for real in yourself to think that you're invincible in college sports, let alone at Michigan. So, I mean, you know, I just think dumb decision, just stupid.
Yeah, I mean, so it's one thing to just get fired, right? Hey, you get fired, but it's another thing for this man to be in custody. Of course, you know, there's a lot more details, information that's going to continue to come out. So we don't know, you know, the exact criminal charges, if any, are filed. They haven't been, you know, to the full extent of it, haven't been made public yet. But it's another thing to be like in custody, though.
Yeah, like this you is, making it and worse.
But then this is the other part of it, though. Britt, with these contracts, with these big old fat, massive contracts that these coaches
be
getting.
But his not fat. His is only 6.1. We've seen college coaches get... What's the guy that just got that big old check? 85, something like that? The one that just went to LSU or whatever?
Oh, Lane Kiffin. Yeah.
He got that big old check. So it's like, his money compared to 6.1 million, that ain't nothing.
That isn't nothing to potentially a college coach. But for us, give me 6.1 million. but the only thing I'm saying here is, but either way, typically when coaches are fired, not fired for not performing in terms of the season, they still get some of that bread. This man, but that's what I'm saying. Based on like what he did and his actions, there's going to be loopholes and there's going to be certain stuff that the school can point to and say, he didn't abide with the policy. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. So now he going to walk away with breadcrumbs.
Whatever he got. But the thing is, there is no loopholes. It's right there in your face. It says school policy. You're not supposed to do it. So it's like, we don't need to do loopholes. We just ain't paying you, baby. Because you already did it. And then Lucid Experience, I'm sorry, The Untold Truth, The Truth Unfolded, he said, you know, there's the story still has details that have not been revealed. And he said, you know, allegedly the university knew of all of this and the DoorDash piece was fake. So, it's just, you know, like, I don't have to sit here and go through your contract and see what you did and scrub through all this stuff, because you gave it to me on a silver platter and now I ain't gotta pay you. You can go sit in jail, you can call your lawyer, you can work whatever you gotta do with your wife, and then you don't work here no more. And that's all what it is. You don't work here no more. And have college playoffs started yet? Is that a
college thing? Football playoffs? Yeah, I talked about it yesterday. Yeah, it's getting ready to roll right into it, going into about midway through January. Rolling right into it.
So this is
where they get them bonuses, Britt. This is where they get them bonuses. The college football playoffs.
Right.
You're getting the bonus. The way it used to go, you get the bonus for, I believe, making it, and then you win. You get another bonus. Like, it's bonuses on bonuses on bonuses on perks on perks on perks. Yeah. Man, that temptation
sad,
to get you.
Sad story. You know, I don't even know if it's sad. That's his fault. That's his fault.
Oh, no, Brid, don't go there like that. Oh,
but that's
no.
true, though, because you made his own decision. You made your bed, and now you get to lay in it. And so, no, I'm not going to sit there.
Terrible analogy right there.
I'm not going to sit there and say, like, oh, I feel sorry for him. Like, oh, you know, poor black man. Nah, black man, you should have did better. No, that's wrong. You should have never did that. You should have never did that. You messing up your money, and now you messing up your family, and now you messing up your life. Over a staffer. Oh. A staffer.
The way they don't give her name is crazy. I mean, I understand why they don't, but yeah, that's, man.
Now, God. I feel like somebody got to come out now.
Oh, she trying to get paid? She got to come out? That's what you think?
She trying to get paid, you got to come out. That girl came out, Shannon Sharp paid. Because I was telling Shay yesterday, I said the example I gave yesterday is that somebody tried to do that to Jay-Z. And then Jay-Z said, well, yo, you need to come out and show your face and say what really happened. And then that person never came out. And then next thing you know, that whole thing got dismissed. I don't think this is the same case, but I'm just saying, I need to see you. I need to see you.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo.
I see. Okay.
Wow.
And
okay. Man, my. Well, in other news, here at Speakers is Just Sports. Last night there was a real nail biter. The Atlanta Falcons edged out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 29-28. Okay, yeah, a little Thursday night football. But one thing that we love here at Speakers says we love some good basketball though. Britt, they still have these high scoring games. Okay, let me know if there's.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Let me know if there's one of these or some of these you want me to give a deeper breakdown on, but I'm gonna give the scores. Okay. So we got I'll save that one for last. So we got the Nuggets and the Kings 136-105. What is happening in the world? Then we got the Clippers and the Rockets. The Rockets edged them out 115.
How many points did KD have?
115-113. So KD on this night, Kevin Durant, 16 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound. You know. Yeah.
He's been looking. He was passing.
Okay. So then, he was giving the rock off, man. He was giving the rock off. But he was efficient, though. He's always efficient. Okay, yeah. Then we got the Celtics and the Bucks. This is a normal score for once. 101-116. And then we have the Trailblazers. Trailblazers and the Pelicans. 143 Pelicans to 120 of the Trailblazers. This is getting ridiculous, man.
Say the scores go down after All-Star when they start getting serious. Because ain't they doing the NBA Cup thing right now, the Emirates thing?
I thought that's over.
Already? Okay.
No. Craziest thing, though, is on starting five when they're like, do you know what the NBA Cup is? No. Well, hey, LeBron, do you know what the NBA Cup is? I think LeBron was like the only one who like understood it. He was like, yeah, you know, we win. Everybody get $500,000. That was the main part that everybody remember. Yeah, we win. We get $500,000. Hey, Jimmy Butler, you know, you understand how the NBA Cup work?
Right.
Nah.
Nah.
I'm like, this is something. You be talking about stuff be made up? NBA Cup, total fictional. I don't believe it. Like, this is no. This is an extra category that y'all are adding, and I'm not knocking LeBron. LeBron is the greatest of all time to many people. He's the highest scorer of all time. I'm not taking nothing away from him, but this is an extra category that they have added in the greatest of all time to where LeBron can be the top, and there's no comparison.
Do they even count this thing?
They call it the cut. I mean, this ain't no NBA finals, but I think that because they still get like a trophy and everything.
Say
them boys on 10-day contracts, they get that $500,000, care about the NBA Cup. I'll tell you that.
Hey, kudos to them.
Hey, break bread. But man, so that's that's all we got over here for Speakers is at Sports. You understand me? That's all we got. Back to you in the studio.
So Jonathan, I wasn't gonna say anything, but we got 5 minutes left.
Okay, talk to me.
I went on a, remember how I said I would go on a coffee date?
Okay.
I did it.
Mm-hmm. By you laughing, you gotta give us more. We need more. We need
I won't
to know.
Say too much. I won't say too much, but all I'm gonna say is that
that's crazy.
It was interesting. It was interesting.
Okay.
And
okay,
I got coffee. He got matcha. I thought it was
did he have a quarter zip too with his matcha? He had a quarter zip.
No.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Cool.
But
keep
it's
a hood.
Just like,
keep it hood.
Yeah, so
you ain't saying nothing.
I don't
You're
know
not
what to
saying...
say. There's not a lot to say. I just went on the coffee date. I did the coffee date.
How was
I
the conversation? Was good conversation? What were we talking?
I know Shay probably cracking up right now. But I part of me felt like, you know, I was on a mini interview because it was a lot of questions.
Oh, well.
And I get it, like you're trying to get to know people, you gotta, you know, small talk. I'm not the best small talker. I'm more direct. Mm-hmm. Like, what's mm-hmm. up? What you want? What's going on? What do you need? What are we doing?
Okay.
You know, what are we doing here? Type thing.
Yeah, yeah,
and you know, I'm learning in my dating life to, you know, take things a little slow as far as just like the talking portion, because it's, you know, pretty have to get to know. You can't be so firm on people. You can't be so hard all the time. And so, you know, part of me, because I'm more like, all right, what's up? Like, you know, what are we talking about? You know, you watch sports. Mm-hmm. What are we? You know,
sports.
It's just
I watch sports.
Yeah, you know, like
I
what do we have
team.
In common? Yeah. So. I'm just going through this process of like learning how to get to know someone.
Learning how to date? Is that what we're saying?
I think so. Because I would say like normally like when I date guys, it's like, hey, I like you, you like me. And two kids in a sandbox, you know?
Oh.
That's about it.
Seesaw, you understand me. Okay.
Seesaw, you know? Two kids on a seesaw, you know? Play tag, you it, you know? High and go seek.
Oh, man.
You know, it's just, you know, when the girl that's poking you or the guy that's poking you, oh, they like you. And it's like, all right, you know, then let's just talk from there. But like from scratch and then meeting someone that's not even from Dallas, that's different. That's different for me too, because yeah. So it's all around different. It's all around different.
So I got to ask the question, Britt.
What?
Will there be a date number two? Will there be a coffee date number two?
Hey, Ben, I'll be another coffee date now. We can't do another coffee date. We can't.
Why you can't?
Oh, you're
just
saying like
you
a coffee,
coffee
date with the same
y'all
person
can't.
Or like a coffee date with somebody else? But
no, coffee date with the same person.
Nah. It won't be another coffee date. No, it won't be another.
Where are these rules? Where is this book that has these rules that you be saying?
Okay.
What if y'all go to a different coffee shop, but this time y'all eat at the coffee shop?
What coffee shop got food? Besides
your favorite,
food?
Starbucks.
I don't
Starbucks.
Go to Starbucks. And they
that's
have
Starbucks. If Starbucks come out here with a sponsorship for Speak Your Success in the Morning, you still ain't going to go to Starbucks?
I'm not staying on. All money ain't good money. How about that? Yeah.
You are lying to yourself
no,
right now.
I'm not.
If you say the Starbucks CEO was like, hey, Britt, I've heard what you've been saying on the show. I want to sponsor the show. I want
to
get you a Starbucks branded microphone. And
some changes
say
need to be made. Some changes need to be made, and you need to make some apologies. How about that? But anyways, wow. I'm just saying, yes, I went on the coffee date to get to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now we gotta go somebody else.
To get to know some more. Okay, got to change the environment. Got change. Okay, well,
yeah, we can't go back to the coffee shop. And then on top of that, it was like,
if it's a different one.
I'm not traveling around Dallas going to coffee shop to coffee shop. I've already been to some of the coffee shops. I don't need to keep going back to the coffee shops, okay? I made my own coffee at home.
Oh, hold on, wait. Somebody on Instagram, hold on, wait. Ready, steady stock said coffee date. Let's go paint and sip. LOL.
Paint and sip is nice. I love a good paint and sip. I don't know. Said, you just talk about okay. That's where he would go. Got it. But yeah,
I'm not sure if that's where he would go or if he's saying.
No, I think he's just giving out suggestions. I don't know. A shot. Well, let me just ask.
Is that a shot? Hey y'all, just so y'all know, my handle is at Jonathan Jones Speaks. Producer Britt's handle is Producer Britt, at Producer Britt on Instagram and all other platforms. Okay?
All right, before I get out of here, I just want to say, yes, whatever, coffee date, it was cool. I said I would do one. I did one. Would I do it again? Not with the same person. It has to go somewhere else.
Okay, we need to, for one of these episodes, we're going to need to get like a graph. You're going to need to show us, like, so it's coffee date.
I will do that. I would love to do that, Jonathan.
And then you got to break this down because there's no book nowhere. So you got to create some signage.
Write a book on dating. That's funny.
Some graphic, something so that people know. But yeah, before we get out of here, was you about to say something?
But before we get out of here, I got to let y'all know I got a chiropractor's appointment today. But if you guys need to go to a chiropractor, make sure you go to Dynamic Sports Medicine, okay? I'll say it one more time. Dynamic Sports Medicine in Plano, okay? Plano. Brittany, oh my gosh, that's so far. I can't drive all the way to Plano. Go on
Plano
your break.
Games,
go
Texas.
In the
Plano
morning.
Game.
Some nights they close at 7. Just get there, okay? You get $50 off your first visit, and then most things are covered by your insurance, okay? But Dynamic Sports Medicine, go there. Ask for Marsha. She's the office manager. She will hook you up because I haven't been in like I probably ain't been in like a month because I've been busy. So I'm about to get some work done.
Working.
I'm excited. Yeah, working. Okay. I'm excited. Excited to see Dr. Elena. So So Dynamic Sports Medicine, Plano. Dynamic Sports Medicine, Plano. $50 off your first visit. Ask for Marsha Gordon. I'm about to go right now. What you got, John?
Oh, that's what's up. Yeah. Real quick to close out. Disney, man. Disney is making some moves with them investing $1 billion. Mm-hmm. Into OpenAI. Brit, Disney announced they're going to put that billionaire as a part of a new multi-year partnership. Part of that investment gives Disney equity, in parentheses, ownership stakes in OpenAI and makes Disney a major customer of its AI tech, including ChatGPT for employees and its internal tools. I was listening to some news this morning, and I believe it was Bob Iger talking about that by way of this partnership, now OpenAI users will get access to some of the characters. And you know, like, of course, we ain't gonna be able to make no full-fledged movies, right? But being able to get access to some of these characters is, you know, something that people love and it's nostalgic and all these different things. It's a big move right here. This is a very big move.
I just hope people don't lose their jobs over OpenAI. People just creating prompts and doing all that stuff. So, you know, it's a sticky situation because, like I was telling you, when Brandy was working at her old job at Meta, it was, you know, she's a graphic designer, an amazing graphic designer. Can take the idea out your head and put it on a poster, you know, whatever need be. But it's just the fact that when she was working with Meta, she's teaching the computer how to do her job. And so just a sad situation. It was just sad. You know, gratefully, she got another job. She's on to bigger and better things. But it's just the fact Meta was hiring people for that reason. So, you know, bittersweet. I want to read a little bit more into the OpenAI when it comes to Disney about what they're going to do and then how the jobs are going to look with that, because I would hate for people to just lose their jobs because it's already enough people losing their jobs. We got 350,000 black women ain't got no job. You know,
educated black
just,
women at that.
Yeah, educated. Yeah. So it's just too much going on. So, you know, for $1 billion. Disney, $1 billion. We need $1 billion elsewhere. Okay. We don't need $1 billion in cartoons, baby. We don't need that right now. So
Let me hit just a little bit more of this and then we're gonna be out of here. So another part of it is Disney's licensing, you know, hundreds of these iconic characters. For the first time, Disney is allowing OpenAI's Sora as its AI video generator and, you know, ChatGPT image tools to use over 200 characters from Disney's massive catalog. Ooh.
Think Mickey Mouse, Marvel heroes, Pixar favorites, and Star Wars icons in AI-generated short videos and images when fans give prompts. You know, yeah, those are non-voice, non-actor likeness versions, so no actual celebrity voices. But then also, you know, some fan-generated content will be shown on Disney Plus. Wow, so Disney using this to be able to, for us to create more content for them, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's framed as responsible AI use. And this is reported according to OpenAI. Disney and OpenAI keep stressing that this deal is about responsible innovation. So protecting creators, setting up safety guardrails, and respecting intellectual property rights while still letting fans play with storytelling in new ways. This is a big shift, Producer Britt. Big shift right here. Big shift.
We shall see.
Yeah, we shall see. Okay, you got anything to leave the people with as we get out of here?
What's today? Friday. Have a good Friday. Have a good weekend. See y'all on Monday. Do something good for yourself. It's cold out there, 44 degrees. We're in Dallas.
Man.
Yeah. So just do something good for yourself. Make yourself happy and, you know, improve in life. That's all I got. All
right. That's it right there. Improve and elevate all day. Improve and elevate. Family, we're getting out of here. Make sure if you are not subscribed, subscribe to Speak Your Success Media on YouTube so you don't miss any episodes. And of course, we're also on your streaming providers, your Apple Podcasts, your Spotify. You can catch us there as well. But if you want to really enjoy the live experience, be sure to tap in on Speak Your Success Media on YouTube. And we're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Standard to 7 a.m. Central Standard. But family, go ahead and get out of here. We're gone. Remember. All right. Speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you and why should you live any other way?